This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kelly Geringer. Missouri authorities are investigating an E. coli outbreak that has led to 9 hospitalizations and 33 confirmed ill. The source of the E. coli outbreak has not been identified yet, but officials say many patients have eaten at salad bars in the St. Louis area. St. Louis County Health Department spokesperson Craig Lefebvre says most strands of E. coli are harmless, but in some can't. But some of them can cause illness.
We do recommend that you seek medical attention immediately, preferably an ER, because there are complications that can develop if E. coli is untreated. This isn't something you can easily just ride out at home.
Lefebvre says symptoms of E. coli could include urinary tract infections and respiratory illnesses. Missouri has received a $1 million federal grant to build more parking spots for trucks along Interstate 70. The Missouri Department of Transportation said today that it is working to identify sites for additional truck parking and hopes to begin construction by late 2012. Commercial truck drivers must abide by federal limits on the length of time that they can be on the road. The rules are intended to reduce driver fatigue. In the past several years, Missouri has doubled the number of truck parking places it offers along interstates, but the department says it must continue adding spots because of the number of commercial vehicles on I-70. It's expected to double by 2030. MU's School of Medicine has received a $5.3 million grant to research the effectiveness of current military medical training methods. KBIA's Stacy Ike has more.
The grant will fund 3 critical areas of research that will be led by more than 30 civilian and military experts across the country. University of Missouri Dr. Stephen Barnes is the principal investigator of the grant project. He says the grant will prepare medics for all trauma situations.
It's going to give us the most effective tools in training tomorrow's combat medics to continue to improve the outcomes of those wounded in support of our nation's freedom.
MU Vice Chancellor for Research Robert Duncan says MU's reputation influenced the grant process.
The whole grant proposal cycle itself is maybe 9 months, but the process of having the high credibility to win such a nice opportunity, that comes from literally decades of building a comprehensive capability here at the University of Missouri.
Burns believes collaborative work between surgeons across the country will make a difference in combat training. Stacy Ike, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri's College of Education has been nationally recognized for its efforts to improve student mental health. The college is working with 22 school districts throughout the state to develop an action plan to learn how to handle student suicides and also prevent them. MU psychology professor Jim Coller says the program is different than other organizations.
Instead of inventing a new antibiotic or a new drug to control behavior, what we're trying to do is focus on strengths, not just weaknesses, not just what's wrong with somebody, but what are the strengths so that those strengths can be used to adapt and accommodate the weaknesses.
The next workshop will train teachers on how to help students handle problems they may face in their daily lives. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says there is no confirmed link between produce from Schnucks grocery stores and the current E. coli outbreak in Missouri. In a written statement, the health department said that only 17 of the 26 people sickened reported having eaten anything from a Schnucks salad bar. The other 9 did not. St. Louis County Health Department spokesperson Craig Lefebvre says most strands of E. coli are harmless, but some can cause illness.
We do recommend that you seek medical attention immediately, preferably an ER, because there are complications that can develop if E. coli is untreated. This isn't something you can easily just ride out at home.
The Federal Food and Drug Administration has now joined the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, along with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in investigating the source of the contamination. Missouri has received a $1 million federal grant to build more parking spots for trucks along I-70. The Missouri Department of Transportation said today that it is working to identify sites for additional truck parking and hopes to begin construction by late 2012. Commercial truck drivers must abide by federal limits on the length of time that they can be on the road, and these rules are intended to reduce driver fatigue. MU's School of Medicine has received a $5.3 million grant to research the effectiveness of current military medical training methods. KBIA's Stacy Ike has more.
The grant will fund 3 critical areas of research that will be led by more than 30 civilian and military experts across the country. University of Missouri Dr. Stephen Barnes is the principal investigator of the grant project. He says the grant will prepare medics for all trauma situations.
It's going to give us the most effective tools in training tomorrow's combat medics to continue to improve the outcomes of those wounded in support of our nation's freedom.
MU Vice Chancellor for Research Robert Duncan says MU's reputation influenced the grant process.
The whole grant proposal cycle itself is maybe 9 months, but the process of having the high credibility to win such a nice opportunity, that comes from literally decades of building a comprehensive capability here at the University of Missouri.
Burns believes collaborative work between surgeons across the country will make a difference in combat training. Stacey Ike, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri's College of Education has been nationally recognized for its efforts to improve student mental health. The college is working with 22 school districts throughout the state to develop an action plan to learn how to handle student suicides and also to prevent them. MU psychology professor Jim Coller says the program is different than other organizations because it seeks to recognize and address the causes of suicidal behavior.
The focus is on prevention, early intervention. As I said, proactive. Instead of waiting until there's a flat tire, we've got to start identifying problems early.
The program's next workshop will train teachers how to help students handle problems they may face in their daily lives. For KBIA News, I'm Kelly Geringer.